This is Northwest News on KNKX. All this week, we're taking a closer look at some of the issues in the upcoming election. What happens in public schools affects all of us. How school districts use tax dollars, how well they prepare students to enter the workforce. Voters can help shape these decisions by choosing school board directors. There are dozens of races around the region this election season. KNKX Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross highlights three of them with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick.
Ashley, let's start by looking at Tacoma. Teachers went on strike there last year. Has that had a lingering impact?
It has, in a way. There are two contested races in the district. One includes a longtime board director, Debbie Winskill. Her kids attended Tacoma schools, and now she has grandkids in the school system. And she has been on the Tacoma School Board for 30 years.
Wow. So I mean, she started during the first Bush presidency.
Right. I know. It's wild. But yeah, she says it really reflects her deep commitment to the district. But the statewide teachers union is putting money into her opponent's campaign. Lisa Keating is a Tacoma parent challenging Winskill. Keating says she's been active in the district for a long time. She's been running an anti-bullying program that she created. And some teachers have told me that they feel like it's time for a change on the school board. Keating came out to the strike line, and they say that, you know, really built support for her. For her part, Winskill says she has a lot of knowledge about the district, and she wants to continue to focus on improving academics.
So let's hear about some of the issues they're talking about.
One thing I think that is interesting is that there are certain conversations that are taking place across the region. For example, in Seattle, there's been a lot of debate lately about how to improve racial diversity in the district's gifted education track. And that question came up in a recent Tacoma School Board forum. Lisa Keating says students need to see better representation of non-white perspectives in the classroom.
It starts with making sure that they see themselves in the curriculum that they're being taught, that the people in the front of the room also look like them as well. I think that's a really critical piece, because if we don't see ourselves in an environment, then we actually don't feel we're a part of it.
So that's her stance as a challenger. I'm interested to know how Debbie Winskill, who's been on the board for decades and has seen this problem, how does she propose dealing with it?
Well, Winskill does defend the district, and she points out that Tacoma has done quite a bit. The district helped pioneer the practice of automatically enrolling qualified students into advanced placement classes. And she says Tacoma does universal screening of all second graders for advanced learning. But she says there is more that needs to be done, including giving more power to teachers to help identify students who need some extra challenge.
We do miss some students, and there are student teachers who are very surprised that the students do not test into those programs. And I think we should give a lot more play to what those teachers say about their students.
So this issue is playing out in Tacoma, and in Seattle, you've done a lot of reporting about it. How is it impacting those school board races?
It has been a big topic. Even more broadly, I'd say the issue of racial equity in general is driving a lot of the conversations. The school district has a pretty new superintendent, Denise Juno. She's an enrolled member of the Mandan Hidatsa tribes. Her new strategic plan puts priority on the needs of students who have been left behind in the past, students of color, students living in poverty. But the conversation around advanced learning has become pretty contentious. Families who have kids in the highly capable program are concerned that it's going to be dismantled. And other people say it's this exclusive, separate track that leaves students who don't test into it feeling like they're the dumb kids. And the program is disproportionately white.
So the contentious issue is there. What are the candidates saying about it?
Well, for example, in the race for District 1 in North Seattle, you have Liza Rankin running against Eric Bloomhagen. He's a naval architect, and she's a parent advocate and community organizer. They're competing to fill the seat that's been held by Director Scott Pinkham. He chose not to run again. Both Rankin and Bloomhagen have kids in the district. Rankin says her kids tested into the highly capable program, but she keeps them at their neighborhood school. She says the system is not equitable right now, and it's really been set up to fill the needs of adults rather than the kids, because it's easier to just send the kids to a separate school if they test into the program.
And what does her opponent say?
Eric Bloomhagen also agrees that the advanced learning program needs to be more equitable. He says the district has known about this from prior task forces and hasn't really done anything to bring more students of color into the program. He says he supports having more advanced learning services at neighborhood schools, but also keeping what is known as the cohort, which refers to the separate schools and classes. The long and the short of it is the Seattle School Board is heading for some big changes. A majority of the 7-person board will be new.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see what happens there. I'm wondering how the issue of racial equity is playing out in other districts.
It's a big topic in the Highline School District, which covers Burien, SeaTac, Normandy Park, Des Moines. The district population there is more than three quarters students of color, and there are a lot of immigrants. Students there speak 95 different languages.
Wow. All right. So what are candidates there saying about how they would address the needs of such a diverse community?
There are two contested races. In one, there's an educator from Seattle, Tracy Castro Gill, who is the Ethnic Studies Program Manager for the Seattle School District. She has been pretty outspoken on social media lately about the whole advanced learning debate playing out in Seattle. In Highline, she's running against a community organizer who attended Highline schools, Aaron Garcia. He says with such a diverse community, the district needs to do a better job of engaging with families.
If we want to build these stronger schools, we have to make sure that we are including all parts of our community and our families in the work that we're doing, and not just going after the low-hanging fruit of the families who engage, the families who know how to speak English, the families that know how to navigate the system, but all of the families that represent the diverse community that we are.
So does he give examples about how he would do that?
Well, he says, for example, he would hold meetings with community members before school board meetings so they could look over the agenda together. And he wants to get a student voice on the school board.
What does his opponent say about serving such a diverse district?
Tracy Castro Gill says racial equity is the issue facing the Highline District. She says it does not mean giving the same to all students. And she says the district has to be brave about dismantling hierarchies that have disadvantaged some groups of students. She says that will mean some tough conversations with people who have benefited from the system.
When we say that, that's going to put those certain groups of people on defense. And if we say that we are going to be a district that is acting equitably, we have to be prepared to stand up against those people who are fighting to maintain their privilege.
Both Castro Gill and Garcia complimented each other, and they say they share a lot of the same views.
Well, that seems to be a good example of what's happening in a lot of the school board races in the region this election. The issues may be contentious, but the candidate matchups, not so much.
Well, it definitely is sometimes hard to distinguish from their different positions, and they are nuanced in terms of how they're presenting their ideas.
All right, Ashley, thanks so much for this overview.
You're welcome.
KNKX reporter Ashley Gross speaking with Morning Edition host Kirsten Kendrick. Tomorrow, we'll hear about an initiative that would reduce car tab fees. You can find our election coverage on our website, knkx.org.